Swift Creek Mill Theater's newest offering, A Grand Night for Singing, is true to its name. The musical review celebrates the legendary songs of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. The American songwriting duo was responsible for some of the most well-known shows in Broadway's history, everything from Oklahoma and South Pacific to Sound of Music and The King and I. The show features approximately 36 of Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical numbers, some familiar, some not as well-known. The sparse set, which includes two vignette areas in a romantic, twinkling night sky effect, serves as an effective backdrop for the evening. The voices of the five-member cast, Tony Sharpenstein, Georgia Rogers Farmer, Brandon Becker, Audra Honecker, and Katrina Carol Lewis, blend together beautifully. And why shouldn't they? Each singer is a talent in his or her own right. Director Tom Witt successfully showcased each singer's strength in his solo selections. Honecker, with her humorous characterizations, is a perfect fit for the lighthearted I Can't Say No. Farmer's voice shines in Something Wonderful, and Sharpenstein stands out in This Nearly Was Mine. Becker and Lewis also have their own moments, Becker in Maria and Lewis in If I Loved You. In addition to the wonderful songs it highlights, A Grand Night for Singing gets its heart from the personality the singers put into each song. Accolades also go to the talented orchestra under the musical direction of Paul Deese. A Grand Night for Singing wraps you in the romance and splendor that Rodgers and Hammerstein created. It will have you humming and remembering your favorites. The show runs through May 22nd. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.